49. We are up to this Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday went to the concert.
Says the Gemara, the third, fourth line down. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shmoni ma'el pirkei kuna 80,000 young Kohanim. Nergu al domesh v'schari were killed for the blood of Schari the prophet, who was, of course, killed in the murder of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Yochanan, you know, it's Rabbi Yochanan, Eichon argu v'schari, where they killed v'schari? Bezos Anoshim, Bezos Yisrael. Was it Anoshim, Bezos Yisrael? Amar lo, so he said, lo Bezos Yisrael, v'lo Bezos Anoshim, ela Bezos Kohanim. Not in the Ezos Yisrael, not in the Ezos Noshim, but in the inner regions of the Ezos Kohanim. Not only that, the below, even though they did in the holiest precinct, you would think they would feel guilty. Below Nogu Bedomo, they did not treat his blood. Lo Kedam HaDayil, not like the blood of a ram. Lo Kedam HaTzvi, nor like the blood of a.
You did this.
What? Yeah, he did it, but it's all one long continuous thing. So the lokadam ha'ayil, not like the blood, and that's not of a ram, it's a mountain goat. The lokadam ha'tzvi, which are tamung cedar, it says, shafachas demo v'chisel ba'afar. You spill its blood and you cover it with dirt. But here, b'ram ha'cha, but here, kidama b'tocho ha'ya, its blood was within it, ha'tzchiach sela samto the tzchiach stone means literally a dry stone, but here means on the surface of the stone. They placed the blood was placed. In other words, in order to take revenge from the Jews, kokach lama. Why was this lahalos chema? In order to cause anger, lanakim nakam. In order to take revenge, nosati is dama. For that reason, I put its blood al tzchiach sela on the smooth stone. Levilti chasos, there shouldn't be covered. Sheva averos of Yisrael b'osayom. The Am Yisrael transgressed seven averos on that day when they killed Zechariah Novi. Hargu Kohen and the Novi, they killed individuals, both Kohen and Novi, Vitayon. Vishav Kudam Noki, and they spilled innocent blood. Vitimus Azor, they defiled Azor. Besides that, Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim. Hey, what's going? Might as well go a whole hog, right? Came to Alon Vuzaraton the Khan. Once Vuzaraton, the Vuchanetz's general came up, Ross at Amtosis, he saw the blood bubbling. So he said to him, Mativo Shose, what is the nature of this blood? So they lied to him. This Gemara is also getting in the this is actually almost identical Agaritas, the Agarat of the Churban. And again, God, as we've been doing the past few days.
It's also Tisha
B'Av
Kinnis, too.
Yeah. The came to the Khan, Rosa Dam saw the blood bubbling. Lomanim, as he said, Mativo Shazel, what's going on here? Armelo, so he lied to him. They said, Dam Porim Bukvasim Veilim. This is the blood of the bulls and the sheep and the rams. Shaino, Shaino Makrim, Al Gavin said, which we sacrificed in his Bech. So he said, oh yeah, let's try. Miyadavi Porim Veilim Bukvasim. Immediately he brought the bulls, the rams, and the sheep, the shochtan love, and the shechted it there. But diatamtosis was not comparable. The blood was still bubbling, and the other blood obviously was not. Became shlo hodulo, since they didn't tell him the truth. Tolu talim begardon, he hung them up. Was about to strung them up on the gallows. Amrus, they said, since anyway Hashem wants to take retribution, our blood from his hands, we might as well tell him the truth. Amrulo, they said to him, Dam Kohen v'Novi v'Dayin hu, it's the blood of a Kohen, Novi, and Dayin, who prophesied against us, everything you are eventually going to do to us. But Avanu loved, and we didn't like it. So we stood against him, Varagnu, and we killed him. Miyad Vishmoni El Pirchekun immediately brought 8,000 of the young Kohanim, Vishokhtan Aleim, Olav, and he shechted these Kohanim upon the blood of Zechariah, Vadayin Adam Toses. And their blood was still bubbly. Now it says in the Bible he killed more people, but here in the Ushami that was it. Baishat Nazabe, at that time he rebuked the blood. He said, Amar Lezer said, Mad boy, what do you want? No, but call Umasach Allah, we should destroy the whole nation upon you.
By the way, the Tisha B'Av Kinnis also says 80,000.
80,000 specifically?
Yeah.
Not more. Okay. Miyan Yismael Yekosh Baruch Hu Rachmi. Mili Hashem was full of mercy. Vamre said, interesting. Ma'im Zeshu Basar Adam. If this guy was a human, and Achzorin is cruel. Lismali Rachmi Abonai is full of mercy on my children. Ani, I should be Kel Rachum Hashem Lokecha. Hashem is merciful. Liar Bechali will not loosen his grip on you, nor annihilate you, nor forget his covenant with your fathers. Alachas Kamakam, how much more merciful should I be? Miyad Ramaz L'dam and even the Kom, immediately he alluded to the blood, and the blood was swallowed in its place. Now, of course, it was very difficult Gemara theologically what God, the Muzar Adon, is more of a Baal Rachman than Kosh Baruch Hu, but obviously it's not necessarily Rachmanis in the long run if you're going to let people survive and at the same time they're being Mechal Shein Shraim and they have no owners for their Averus. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, has to do things which seem to be cruel in order to be mechaper for the Averus of Am Yisrael. But here, it was too much because the Reyes caused a Chil Hashem. Because people don't always realize that, you know, like in the Holocaust, people don't understand that it's really a good thing that punishments occur. Nobody understands that very well. So therefore, it was better, in this case, in order to avoid prolonged Chil Hashem, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give in and say, I have to, if Nuzar Adon is giving in, I certainly have to give it in this case.
And so innocent people would have been...
Well, there's no such thing as innocent by God. If an innocent person gets killed, God has how to make it up to him. In a much better way, in an infinitely better way than it is in, you know, in this world. So there was no such concept of an innocent person getting killed in a tragic way if you look at it from a Kosh Baruch Hu's perspective. It's only from our perspective within the world that it looks like it's you know, a tragic death and so on and so forth. Okay? So but how Kosh Baruch Hu takes that perspective again, does anyone know in the limit to when they left the time? So, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu say, you know, Lamir Sayin Lemar, Braho Tziyam, right? What are the Egyptians going to say? So it's the same idea here. Okay? Amar Yochanan, 80,000 Pirkei Kohuna at that point, Baruch Hu Metoch Klog Kaltuzim Shoha Beis Hamikdash, they ran and hid, they fled and hid in the cells in the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohanim, when they all burnt, when the Vuzar Adam built and burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Because from all of them, there only remained El Yoshua ben Yotzodek, a Kohen Gadol, who was Kohen Gadol at the beginning of the second temple period. Shemot says, Halo Ze'ud Mutzal Me'ej, this is a brand saved from the fire. Amar Rabbi Yochel Reyochon said, Shmoni El Pirkei Kuna, there were 80,000 Pirkei Kuna, Tochelos Roshot Nebuchadnezzar, were taken captive by the armies of the Nebuchadnezzar. Rochlem made to Ishmaelim, very famous medrash. They went to the Ishmaelim, Amr Lon, and they said to them, to the Ishmaelim, Hovalon Nishte, give us the drink, Don and Tzachi, because we are thirsty. They revealed his name, so they brought before them many meluchim, types of salted items, so they get more thirsty. But notice the food host and bloated goatskins. Amr Lon, so they, and they said to him, Ichlun Vatun Shasi. Eat and then you'll drink. They came to Avachamina and Shari Zika. Once one of them would open the goat skin, the Yoiv would go Pume, put into his mouth. Have a Rucha Nafik, it would suffocate him. The wind would come out, blow up, you know, the pressure of Avachanik, they would suffocate him. Although they say that that's what it says, Masa Barat, which Masa is literally a load. Matul Rabbi Ravai, here really means a speech. But here, we're darshing it, a heavy load in Arabia. But Yarba Erev Tolinu, in the forest, Yarba Araf Tolinu, in the forest of Arabia you will sleep. Mina Sunim Biyar Halavono Bara Tolinu, those who were in, oh, sorry, this is a statement. Mina sunim biyar levono be'er of Tolinu. Those who were in the forest of Lebanon, and the Lebanon here is really Lavnun. And Lavnun is the Beis Hamikdash, which is Malbin, which whitens the Averis of Am Yisrael. So whereas those who are in the Lavnun, Barav Tolinu, they were, now, sleeping or rest, or I shouldn't say sleeping, but they were actually laid out because they were dead in Arabia. Elor should be maybe Elor. Elor Chosto Danim. It says there are Chosto Danim, and what does that mean? That part of the pasuk, it's a question. V'chein archayo d'mei dodaya adin. This is a derech which cousins do to each other. In other words, the Arabs are our cousins. They treat each other like cousins, us like cousins. So chutzpah. So Yishmael Shitzama. And furthermore, when Yishmael was thirsty, so lowly crossed Tomei Atayumayim and did not fulfill the statement towards the thirsty person, inclined the water, as Vayivkach Elokim and say now Hashem opened their eyes, Vatir, and she saw a bare mayim. So, and that was in the schus of Avraham Avinu. Lo min tivisachon atu l'gabecho. And it's not here, you wouldn't give us water, and not only that, it's not that we came to conquer you, it wasn't from our goodwill that we came towards you, because of the swords we wandered, because of the outstretched sword. So now, here we dashing that somewhat differently. The reason why we're in Bogos is, shalaratu lishmar shmitayim, because we didn't want to keep our shmitos. As it said, and that's what Nitashtar means, it's talking about Nitcherv and Nitusha, the sword of the Shemitah, which you're supposed to abandon, and we did not abandon. The Kamad Atam, like it says, Vashviz Tishmiteno, Shviz, you should perform the Shemitah, Unitashtar, and forsake your fields. So we didn't do that, and that's where we go to Golos. And besides that, Nibne Keshes Drucha. Because of an stretched bow, shelo ratzu l'shamer shabsosayim. They didn't want to keep shabosos. Kamad atam, like you say, by your name or isibul dorchim got gitos b'shabes. Says their keshes drucha, a bow which is drawn out or stepped out in order to get it to expand to its greatest point. And we find the word dardarchim also that they were pressing their grapes on Shabbos. So that's another reason why they were punished. We made COVID on Milchom because of the heaviness of the battle. That's another reason they're punished. The final one, Shalo Ratu Li Lochem B'Milchemes Milcham Toshel Torah. They did not want to fight the Milchama of Torah. How do we know the Torah is called Milchama? Like it says, Arkane, Yehomer B'Sefer Milchama Hashem, that should be said in the Book of the Wars of God, and that's obviously referring to the Torah, and the Torah is the Book of the Wars of God. So in any event, they didn't want to keep the Torah, or I shouldn't say keep the Torah. They didn't want to intensive battle, learn Torah properly. They want to keep Shabbos. They didn't want to keep Shemitah. So that's how he went into Golos.
So this is a little different than the Bavli, where it says that it's
I don't know. It's a good question, because I know that we stress it in the Yerushalmi, not Yerushalmi, Rashi and Chumash stresses Shemitah, and it's Sparsha B'Kukosai. But he also stresses the Gemara Shvichu story of Avodah Zarah. So I don't know. It's a good question. Gilead Rise of Avodah Zarah and Shvichu story don't appear here, but maybe they appear.
It's not contradictory. Just
no, it would be complimentary. Might even be complimentary. I don't know. It's a good question. Amrei Biyosi Mikvas Antiparis. From this city to the other city, Shishim Reb, before the Korban, Shishim Reb Ayorasoy, there are 600,000 cities. And Akhtanash, when the small city, he always saw Beit Shemesh, it was Beit Shemesh. You'll see what it says when the Aron was brought back, by Yachmanshi Beit Shemesh, the Aron was smote among the people. Beit Shemesh says there are 50,000 people. And that was one city. The Kiro Baron, because they looked at the Aron and they didn't give the proper respect. Besides, it was only people on one side of Beit Shemesh. People on the other side of Beit Shemesh were kept alive. So obviously, this place where the 600,000 cities was quite a large area, heavily populated. However, in at Mabtala Kanye, if they want to put 600,000 reeds in that location, you're not going to be able to do so. Low nasi, it will not be a successful effort. Why? Because Amrechania Kuftel Eretz Yisrael shriveled up. Right? The Gemara in Bavli says Eretz Yisrael is like a deer. You skin a deer, you won't be able to fill its hide with the carcass again. The contrary. The hide will be too small to go around the carcass, right? So too. Well, if I said that, I said it. But in any event, the idea is similar here, that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, or rather, Gemara says, that when Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael expands to fit them. Okay? Says more further, now when it's not there, it contracts. Amram Zira, Bo Re'e Kamuch Hatsufa Yeretz Yisrael. See how chutzpahdik Eretz Yisrael is. She also payrus. It still produces fruit. In other words, there are no Jews there cultivating the land, yet it still produces fruit. A chutzpah, right? It's not producing fruit for us, it's producing for the yokels. We don't like that. Says the Gemara, Mivnei Ma'os Aperus. Why does it give fruit? Stake kash? What right does it have to give fruit? So Treyam Royim is the Tumayam Royim out of Machlokas. Chanam, I want to say, Mivnei Shem Zabli Nosa. It's because they fertilize it. In other words, when everything was all right, they didn't need any fertilizer in Eretz Yisrael. Now they put on fertilizer. That's how stuff grows. And even that, I should say, is trees and not grain. Trees only need less water than grain. Grain would go. The Choron Amar, the other said, because it's dirt, which is full of sulfur, and everything else which came down to destruction, they turn it over and they use the other side, so to speak. They hoe it, you plow it, they use the other side, then that's okay. Besides the Gemara,
could you also say that Hashem's keeping the land ready for the next issue?
Yeah, not so early in the game. I don't think so. Uvdav b'chadav akoyim zera b'hada. Bikas Arbel is a mice with certain individual who was planting seeds in Bikas Arbel. The Kavash Yode, and he stuck his hands into the ground. The Nafak Afora, and there came out of the land dirt, Yakida, burning Vaoki Zara, and it burnt his seed. Because we see that, like the previous Mandomer, the land beneath the surface of the soil is, I guess volcanic would be a word for it, but it's sulfuric, and therefore it can't grow anything. That's part of the klola. It's only in the superficial layer that something can grow, and not even that, not always. Okay? Tyre of Yosef Omer, Chamisha Mishtaim showed up for 52 years after first Chorobot, Lo Nira Of, but Tasper of Israel, there are no birds who fly over the land of Israel. My title posthumous meofa shamayim bad behemon no dodo locha. From the ofa till the behemon went away, behemon's a gematria 52. So that's the amount of time. Amar Rabbi Chanina Chinuch said, Kodem Arbaim Shana, for actually go is above 40 years before Amisa went to the Bavel, not to Tzmorim Bavel, they or somebody else planted dates in Bavel. Why? As a preparation for the goals, Aidesha, Yush, Luhuti, Macher, Matika, in order that Amisol should have many sweets, Shimagel, Social Dark, and makes the people accustomed to learn Torah. Amrechina Begayavo, Shvamino, Shvamios, Minedok, Yim Torah, and there are 700 types of kosher fish, Shmanios, Minechagom, and Torah, 800 types of kosher grasshoppers, Lov, Amy Spar, and no end of birds. Kulam Goli we saw the Bavel, and they all went with Amisol to Bavel, so Amisol would have sustenance there. Luksher Chozu, when they came back there to Israel, Kulam Chozu, they all came back in mourning together with them. Chutz, besides Minadak, Shnik, or Shibuta, besides the locks, the common bagel locks, that remained in Bavel. The top of Chav Heim and Vase now.
There's a goat's fish, right?
The dog, no, that they eat.
There's a lox, I don't think they have.
Doggy made a goal. How did the fish go into goals? You know, how did they get the bottles? Pretty far away. They went in underneath the earth. They came back the same way except for the shibuta fish. These were these individuals who seized the downfall of the city of Tarmod, some called Tamdmur, and the Shari Teres Yisrael identifies as some city I never heard of, Perema or something like that. So in any event, they're stinkers. Shehu I saw, they're involved in this trend. First base of Mikdash, by Shane, the second base of Mikdash, they gave 80,000 soldiers. Only 8,000. But the bottom line is they helped out their enemies. The city was plowed under. Rufus is the grinder of bones. The evil governor destroyed or plowed under the place where the Hecho was. Okay, Mishnah Vav. Mishenichnas av mematim b'simcha. Mishmeres av mematim b'simcha. When all comes in, we diminish simcha. Shabbos chal tishbav v'yos b'socha. Shabbos the tishbav comes in. So then, on that Shabbos, as soon as Shabbos chabis, they're not allowed to take haircuts or to do laundry. Chamish, with the exception of Thursday, Mutarin, they're permitted. If Tishbo came out on Friday, it does not anymore. Friday or Shabbos, so then they're permitted on Thursday. Vasapir Lukavis, Mibnei, Kavashas, Kuzyan of Shabbos. Eretishbov, Loyoko, Tavashi, Tavshim, Persianati, two cook dishes, Vilchabosser, nor eat meat, Loyeshte, Yain, nor drink wine. Shigomiyamer, Yishani, you should change what he normally does. He has to lower his bed. Did not see the point of him. Amrei Rishon Levi. We had this Gemara previously. That which you're not allowed to build during the 9 days is Hadad Atomer. Oh, by the way, what period do you see is not mentioned here?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Right, because they didn't have 3 weeks.
Well, Spartan just home from Rosh Chodesh.
By the way, you don't have to wait, so I don't want to wait either, so you don't have to wait until I get to see him. Yeah.
For the cake or the cooler?
The cooler, you better wait. Yes.
Spartan just hold that they don't hold 3 weeks, right? They just hold from Rosh Chodesh.
Besides that, they don't hold it the 9 days either. They only have Shavuot Shechavo, right? Okay. Okay. So in any event, he never has.
It's the Mikey.
He doesn't trust the kid. He doesn't trust the extra.
That's the Mikey syndrome. You don't like cereal. All Mikey likes and likes. I'm just trying to get it.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Erev Tishbav, lo yocho adam shnei tavshil v'lo yocho basar. Person should not eat two cooked dishes and not eat meat. Lo yishnei Erev shingol meir lo yishat yish. Oh, I just said that. I have two more. I'm sure the other one might be in the simcha. It's only if you're doing something which causes simcha. Avlima yakoslo gohe, if your fall is about to fall down, so stick this ball, fill it, take it down, money, and rebuild it. I'm sure because of the Ghani. The only wall to remain to build, is the wall of a chuppah, meaning a house which is being done for the simcha of a wedding, that's forbidden. Bei Rabbi Bob, Akoyin Am Akum Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yaakov Shem Rabbi Yaakov here said, also on the Malaris Yisha Be'erev Shabbos, now to get engaged in Erev Shabbos, and it's come to call Shabbos having the vort. Hold that, Amr Shalom, so Suda says it's only not to have the vort, or Laris, but to actually get engaged in Laris, you're allowed to do so. Shmuel Marfilu B'Tishba, be even getting engaged in Tishba. Why? We had this also before. The Rebbe should happen right. Urge Sherech before him. Hashem puts the individuals at home. Bimos Naim, who are at home, he puts them into his scales. Lalos Hema Mehevel Yachadish, go out of emptiness together. And that means that Hashem decrees the Shiduchim. Vachum Marachain, he actually say that the guy might lose his Shiduch. Hashem preordains it. Ella, Shaloi Kamenu Achabitvila. The only way somebody else can take over is if somebody else davens. And by davening, you can actually change the gzera and get somebody's not your basher. Nevertheless, our field came low kaima. It doesn't work out in the long run. Either going to divide or die or divorce her, and you call her, she's not your true basher. So, you can change it, but it's not so good. I'm Rabbi Yonah, and he said, Chodat Amar Meruach Mabush. That which it says is forbidden to the laundry during the 9 days. It's only do laundry and put on the stuff. But you think there's a prohibition to do laundry and leave it and fix it for after the 9 days? Kenan, I mean, if we said that, the launderer is not allowed to do work during the 9 days? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So it means not doing laundry for the 9 days, but for after the 9 days, you're allowed to do it. Now, the minhag on Tisha B'Av, on 9 days, people have not to wear new clothes which are freshly laundered. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it comes from. It's not from the Gemara, as far as I know. You know where it comes from?
Making a regular
availus. Yeah, but
it's not really regular availus. I don't think that's so. It's not true by regular availus. You avail avil can put on an avil yurbeis chodesh, even shloshim.
Right.
And this is not like shiva.
Shloshim also.
What? Shloshim for not fresh and longer clothes. Am I incorrect about that?
I think
you're
right.
It's only shiva.
Right.
Now it's a shape.
You
can
wear the same underwear for
30
days.
Well,
it's not the same.
Yeah. I don't think you even have to wear the same underwear during shiva. As far as I recall, the halacha, Americans don't have to wear the same underwear all 7 days. Israelis, you have to. But not Americans. Yeah, but yeah, because we all have a dinner business nowadays. That's like, I'm pretty sure about that.
But any event, I don't know where that meaning comes from, not to wear fresh laundry clothes, it's not in here. So any event, so Masisa Pli Rabbi Yehuda, that's nice. We don't want the launderers union to come and protest. However, seems like Mishnah writes, so Shabbos Chal Tishma V'yos B'Soicho, the week when Tishma comes, Taka Suim L'Sabil Chabis, now to get haircuts or do laundry. V'Chamishi, only a Friday, Mutter Nekov R'Shabbos. What do you do with that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says, with these Boris Hushva, our Mishnah is talking, when it says it's us for a week, that's only going on the haircut. But his laundry, it depends. If you're doing it to wear it that week, it's no good. But if you're doing it for later, it's all right. Rabbi Pabar Koyin Omakum Rabbi Yoso. Rabbi Acham Sherevos Tishma Vashchal Yos B'Shabbos. When Tishma comes out on Shabbos, Shtei Shabbos is Mutaros, the week before and the week after a Mutar. Even though Tishma is what? When would Tishma be then? Sunday. But there's no Shavu Shechabo. And it's also afterwards, there's no problem either, right? We don't have any problem before or after. Rabbi Yaakov, Shenevos, La'achrav Ma'u. Now, says the Gemara, what about regular case? What about the day after Tisha B'Av? Now, it doesn't say the day after Tisha B'Av, but I'm pretty sure about that, that the Gemara is going into our minhag today not to do laundry till Chatzos of the 10th day. Rabbi Yaakov, La'achrav Aser, Taka after Tisha B'Av, it's also do work. It says it's permissible. Dosh Rabbi Chia bar Baba to the Tzipor early. Rabbi Chia bar Baba, Dosh and Tziporim, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to work right after, like Rishon Milokar, sorry, allowed to launch you right after Tish B'Av is over. Though Kimolay, they refuse to accept it, as we will see later on, they're very machmer. I'm Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Ami says, Rabbi Yossi, Vein Kane. Vein ben Achush Rabbi Chia Godel, doesn't the nephew of Chia Godel argue on this? Who's nephew of Chia Godel? Does everybody remember? Who's the nephew of Chia?
No!
Now you can do it, Dr. Rock.
Yes! Yes, Rob? You stand vindicated. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes,
we
Rob.
Not that long ago.
What?
We had it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we've had it. I don't know how recently we have had it.
I remember
it.
You mentioned.
So in any event, doesn't Rob hold that it's mutter to do laundry the day after Yom Kippur to Tisha B'Av? Says Amalei, nevertheless, befeish plege Rabbi plege. The explicit machlok is Rabbi Yochanan is taka machmir and Rabbi Chia bar Baba also Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar lachra vos after Shavuos Rishlosh Shin Lokish amar lachra mutter. Shin Lokish is the only one who holds right afterward. It's mutter. Now, Ma'avel or Shimon Lakish, what does Shimon Lakish do? I think maybe it's going about, it seems like there was a price which goes against Shimon Lakish, which Hargmar does not bring down, it got lost. But it could also be for Rabbi Avo. For Rabbi Avo, it seems that right after Tisha B'Av is also to do work, because it says that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, then you can do work both before and afterwards. It sounds like any other time Tisha B'Av afterwards is Taka also to do work. So it says, Mora, Shim Lokish Patlor Tisha B'Av Shukhalios B'Shabbos. He says, no. That's the case when Tisha B'Av comes on a Shabbos, V'lei Shema Minoklum, that's no different. Now, it's not clear why that case where Tisha B'Av comes on a Shabbos is different. Could be because since Tisha B'Av comes on a Shabbos, so there's no, then it's going to actually be pushed off till
Sunday.
And ready, what are you going to say? Akrav is also, or Akrav is already? After Shlokish holds mutter, 1 second. I got them mixed up again. No, Shlokish holds its mutter. So Kasha Shimon Lakish is. There must have been the Kasha Shimon Lakish is Rishon Lakish holds mutter. So if that's the case, what is he going to do with this? This Mishnah, with that statement Rabbi Avo, say Avo says that it's only because Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos that it's mutter, right? Sounds like any other time it's taka osur, right? On that, Rishon Min Lakish would say that patur b'Tisha B'Av shchalios b'Shabbos, that's talking about Tisha B'Av which comes out on Shabbos. Oh, yeah, now I remember. That goes to Tisha B'Av, what he means is that they would happen to talk about a case of Tisha B'Av coming out on Shabbos. That was for a different reason. The reason I tell you about that Tishba Shachar is for Shabbos, where we have those cases, tells the halacha that in that case there's no Shavuot Lifnei, no Shavuot Shachalbo. And says to Shachar, that I agree. My quibble is afterwards. That I say even after Tisha B'Av is mutter. You're trying to be right for Rabbi Avo that it normally is also except when a case that comes out on Shabbos? No. That's not true. Shemla, the Re'avot also asked her, also be matir, even if it came out on a weekday. Right, so if that's the case, why did Kip pick the case of Shabbos? In order to tell us the special halacha beforehand. In that case, beforehand, one has no din of Shavuot Shacharbo. Again, Shemla Lachish says it's mutter to do laundry the morning of Yud, right? So if that's the case, I'm going to ask a question. Wait a minute. It says out before Rabbi Avo. When's the only time you're mutter to do laundry immediately after Tisha B'Av is out the next day, when Tisha B'Av comes down on Shabbos. So Tisha B'Av is really nitcheh to Sunday. So then Monday morning it's mutter right away. But if Tisha B'Av comes out any other day of the week, it sounds like the next day, yud in the morning, is taki aser. What are you going to do there, Shimon Losher? Shimon Losher says, no, Rabbi Avo would have asered, sorry, Rabbi Avo would have matired doing laundry no matter what day of the week Tisha B'Av came out. It's not just because Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos and therefore Nilchet this Sunday. Hi, so why did he pick such a cockamamie case? Because his point was to tell us the Chiddush on the other end. And when Tisha B'Av comes in on Shabbos, now he's a mutter immediately after Tisha B'Av, but there's no Shavuot Shachar b'Lifnechem. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said, min dahava b'Tisha B'Av, once Tisha B'Av, it's an loser. I mean, the Havat Tisha B'Av, once Tisha B'Av was over, Nafaki went out, have a Matzri Machris, and he went out, the Paschans of Freya, and there was barbershops that opened, Amandabai, apparently everyone wanted to get a haircut. And it sure wasn't at night, but it's but he meant the next morning. Okay, they were Matzri the next morning. Vishpati Komasosa, I will cease all of its joy. Chagah, it's month, Chodashah, it's holiday, Chodashah, it's month, Vishabasah, and it's Shabbos, Vichomoadeh, and all of its Yom Yitovim. The Ramoy Nihigin, now there's Machlokes, what this passage is talking about. The Ramoy Nihigin, Chagah. The Ramoy did, like we do actually today, from Rosh Chodesh, which is a Chag, till Tisha B'Av, they would keep the stringencies for the 9 days. Tziporoi, Nagi Chadosha, the entire entire month of Av, they would be Machmir not to.
Even after Tisha B'Av.
Yes.
What about Tu B'Av? That's what? Supposed to be a Simcha. Tu B'Av.
Not a Tziporoi. Can I tell you? At Tivrai, no, not Shabbos, so they did like the Gemara suggests, the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, so that week. Chaz Rabban, the very Lamino Rabban and Tziporim, but then they changed Gemara, so the Tziporim, the whole month, they didn't do anything. Rabbi Yashir Rechia Bar Bo said, Bedina Ushuyum Misanim Basiri, will you also fast on the 10th day? Should have only started basically, okay, that's when the base Mizush was destroyed. Vulam of Chiyish, why on the night? They should be still for us, because that's where us began, and that's the worst part. Once it's begun, so then it's already entrenched and something else. But the beginning of the Puranas is very scary.
So he obviously disagrees with Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar about the haircut.
Absolutely. Certainly does. The Taikin learned, Bishvin Nichnasu L'toch the 7th day of Av, they came into the Beis HaMikdash. Bishvin and the Karkin Bo, on the 8th day, they played around in there. The Chi on the 9th day, he Tzitzubo, so where they started the fire. Vasiria on the 10th day, the Israfil will continue to burn. The Rishim Levi Tzayim used to fast Tshiv Vasir the 9th and 8th day above. Rabbi Yavu Tzayim Tshiv Vasir used to fast 9th and 8th day above. Rabbi Levi Tzayim Tshiv Vasir, he wouldn't fast the whole 10th day, but he fasted until the evening was over. Rabbi Barba Zadu Shem Rabbi Chanina said, Bikesh Rabbi Lakor Tisha B'Av, you want to uproot Tisha B'Av? Loi Nichulo, didn't let him. Now, the reason we wanted to brew Tisha B'Av, the commentator brings down, is because he held that you only have to fast at Tain Sivur, a time when the Torah is for Klal Yisrael. And Tzipori, things were going pretty well, as we well know that Tzipori was an easy city to live in, right? So, a metropolis. So, in any event, he didn't want to make Tisha B'Av anymore. So he said to him, he said, Nah, Rabbi Lezer, Amrila Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Lezer, Im Choyzi, but I was with you. Veloys Hamisach, and that's what it says there. Bikesh Rabbi, the Rabbi didn't want to uproot all Tisha B'Av. Bikesh Lak or Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. See, that year when Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbos, just put it off altogether. Right? Veloy Nichulo. They wouldn't let him. So he said, what can I do? If it's pushed off, she push it all together. They said, Nah, Rabbi, make it tomorrow. The Gazi lay, and we forgot a similar case. How would you see a time we lived over there? Yechon and Broka Omer. Yochum Rebbe says, I'll stay on both man and woman. God bless them. The God said to be fruitful and multiply. So we know it's also women are approval. Rabbi Les, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochum, Hanina said, Halacha Rabbi Yochum and Broca. The Halacha Rabbi Yochum and Broca. That's how we heard it. Halacha Rabbi Yochum and Broca. That women also chayv in purvul. Says the Gemara, Omar Le Rabbi Bar Zavta, Rabbi Bar Zavta said, Nah, Incha, you see, I was with you. But Loi Tamri said, someone that says, not the women are chayv in purvul, Ella, rather. If she demands the right to get remarried, she can compel the husband to give the get. Not because she's mitzvah and purvu and her husband ain't providing her with kids, but rather because she can say, she has a logical tie, and she can say it says in the Korban Ayah that she wants some support in her old age. So if she wants kids, not because of the mitzvah purvu, but she wants kids in order to support her. Literally, chutra is a stick or a cane, be a day for their hands. Okay? The kara lehon, so needless to say, when Rabbi Chanina got these things wrong, Rabbi Elezer corrected him, he said, Tavim ha-shtayim min ha-chad, two are better than one. Actually, two people corrected him because they have better memory than he did. Mao yishane. What does the person change in Erev Tishba? The Achleif? He could should change things, downgrade. Imala Yoliv Achil Li Chodukupa. He was accustomed to eating a measure of meat, Yekopaga should eat half. Imala Yoliv Shati Kets the Khamaz, usually drank a half gallon of beer. Yishne Pauga should drink a half. Amrav Yochanan said, this diminishing, Uvad Ikas with this Tisha B'Av. It's only in the prime meal Tisha B'Av, meaning Suda Mav Sekas, before you don't have to diminish. We, of course, are not knowing any of this. We don't eat meat on Erev Tisha B'Av like the Gemara suggests.
Drink alcohol either.
No, we didn't drink alcohol.
Sure.
Just not wine. So in any event, so says the Gemara, Amrav Yosi, I skip. He's not going after Sumer Sekhs, but he goes after noon. However, Amrav Yossi Tartan Makul, they're both a Kula. Amrav Sumer Tishbab,
or sleep low to the ground, we sit low to the ground, but do not sleep low to the ground, because it, as Rabbi Yudha says, that you, what?
Because we are Aninos.
Right, because we're actually in a higher majority of this, the majority of onions. There are no greater days for the Jews than Tu B'Av, Yom Kippurim. And besides their own in internal greatness, Shevoen on them are B'nei Yerushalayim, the men of Yerushalayim. Yotzi b'klei chulav and shulei gona barva, clothed by clothing, shulei vayich is mishaino, ain lo not to embarrass those who do not have. Kol came to an in tefila. All these came required tefila's kelim. Uvnoi shushalayim, in other words, all the garments, because we're afraid that somebody says zav or a zava. Uvnoi shushalayim, the daughters of Yushalayim, yoytzo se yogav v'chos and make dances. Bakram in the vineyard. My yomim, they would say, what would they say? Bachur, young man. So I know I nech lift your eyes away. I took Baruch and see what he wanted to pick. Alki tei nech benoi. Do not look at the beauty. Tei nech mishpacha. Look at the family. Kenom and so do it says. Tena rena benos tiyom mel Shlomo. God daughters of Israel, look at Shlomo. Go out and see Shlomo. The Yom Chasunasa, the day of his chasnas, Umad and Torah, that's the day he got the Torah. The Yom Simchas Libo, the day of his joy, said, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, he bought him here and made that the building Beis HaMikdash should speedily be rebuilt. Says, Manicha Yom HaKippurim, Shukapur Yisrael. And Kippur has said special day. We're not looking at the dances as the reason why it's special day, but rather something internal. What's internal thing in Yom Kippur? making Yom Mechilas Lishu Kapara Yisrael. It's a Kapara. But Tu B'Av, what's the special Simcha of Tu B'Av again besides the dances? Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov said, Shebozman Kitzat Peri Kitzat Yofel Le'etim. It's a good time to harvest the fruit. Shekola Eitim Shehem. Not harvest the fruit. Ooh, sorry. It's a good time to cut the wood, cut down the wood for use in the base on mikdashes as fuel. Any wood which is cut down until Tu B'Av, not beyond Tu B'Av, but until Tu B'Av, and osim achos, they do not get more thin. Like we learned over there, any tree in which there is a worm or a moth, whatever it is, plus me gab in Mizbech is not allowed to be used on Mizbech. Rechei Rav Shem Rav said, another reason, Tu B'Av is happy day, Shavu, he said, Shebenelo is the last king of the northern kingdom. Council Pardesos, the watchman, shall shiv Yerovim in Nevan al-Drachim, that Yerovim put up that people should not corrupt Yishleim and Aliyah L'Reg. Luxibe, and it says, Allah, I skipped. Ekana shal Rav. Rav Kana asked Rav. Karati Musa Rav so avah. This is, he did, all this great stuff. So why do you have to go Ksibe? And it says, Olech Allah Shamanesser Melech Ashur. To you, Shamanesser King of Ashur came. Amalei, so he said, why, the question was, why did such a good guy deserve such a terrible fate, right? So he said,
he didn't get rid of the bombos.
Well, it's one reason, but another one, Amalei, Desha Shamanesser called me Tzavor, Tzavro, he took off the yoke from his shoulders and passed the buck. The totally the Tzavro arrived and put on the buck of the masses. Lo Marko Amalei school, he didn't say everybody should make Aliyah. He said, man, the boy Mesuk Yesuk. He just said he wants to go up, should go up. And that was not the way to handle it.
By that time, they were so used to not doing it.
Right. Probably the inertia. But Shul Bar Nachmud said, next page, last page. What's special about Tu B'Av? Shebohu Tru Shvatim the Bozeb is that Shvatim allowed to marry each other. Originally, at the time of No Slavka, they were forbidden to marry each other in order that the Nachla shouldn't go from Shevet to Shevet. But someday, some bright Tu B'Av, they were permitted to do so. The Chsivet says, V'lo Tassim Nachla Meso, the portion of Yisrael should not go Mimata Lamata from Shevet to Shevet, Mata Lamata Acher. One Shevet to another Shevet. Kish Nachla Smata Savoso Yid Boker, but should stick to our Nachla. Right? B'nei Yisrael. Uksim it says, Zuchobat, Yereshas Nachla, Yeros B'nei, Mimatos B'nei Yisrael, will go there. It says, any daughter who inherits property, how can you have a daughter who gets two matos, right? Nachlo mimatos from plural. Must be that her father was from more than one shevet, and her mother from another shevet, and that she was getting from two matos, two different shvatim. And here we see that the shvatim are mentioned in the context of being permitted to marry, intermarry between shvatim. Okay, Rabbi Rami Shibahuter Shito Shav Binyamin and Tu B'Av Shav Binyamin was permitted after they were excommunicated after Ma'aseh Pilat Shogivah. They were permitted to return to the congregation. The Lavavikol. You see, it says Aro Noset Isha. Aror Nosan. Yeah. Aror Nosan Ishul Bin Yamin. It says, this is where they distanced him. It said, forbidden is anybody to give their daughters to Bin Yamin. Mika Karu, that was one pasuk. Then he read another pasuk. It should be They read this pasuk. Mika Karu Virichu. They read this pasuk and they sent him away. They forbade him to marry. Mikol Kol, and then they saw another person that should be Uvikirvu, and they brought him back. Mikol Kosu Virichgu, a person they saw which distance was Ephraim, Nasha, Kruim, Shimon, Yuli. Ephraim and Manasseh will be like Reuven and Shimon, meaning there's no need for Binyamin anymore. They'll dump Binyamin because they're getting Ephraim and Manasseh, two for one sale. Right? Mikor Korov Kirbu, but then another person brought it back to Tom Yisrael, where it says, Goyim Kal Goyim, a nation and a congregation of nations, Yemi Mecha, should come from you, Mlachim Michal Tzachi Yitzeu, and kings from your loins. Now this is Dayim Lo Noah Binyamin, this is going on every, three kids, when he born later on. Goy Ukahal Goyim. So it must be that one of them was, obviously, what?
Sure.
Well, Binyamin, right? Three nations, three, which means Ephraim, Manasseh, and Binyamin. Okay, so that's three. Goyel Kal Goyim. Rayavuna Amar Shabo Batal Cheper. That's the special specialty of Tuba Av. They stopped having to dig. What happened? Rabbi Levi Chol Eretishbav Erit Eretishbav Ve'a Moshe Motzi Kruzu Chol Machle make announcement. Rabbi said Tzulach Bor, go out to dig your what? What are they going to have to dig every Eretishbav? What are they going to have to dig?
Eretishbav.
Yeah. Their graves. Because they all died every Tishbav. That's when everybody died in the Midbar. Yeah. Tzulach, what?
Yeah, that's right.
Moshe Motzi Kruz. Moshe make announcement. But Yotzi Chavin and Kfaris, they would go in and make graves. Vishenim, and they would sleep in the graves. For Shachar Yomi, and morning they would get up. And lo and behold, Motzi Matzon Chatzirim, Tesva, Vel, Proto, they would be missing 50,000 and change who died. And Shani Machrona.
This is where the horror movie started.
Right. For Shani Machrona. The last year. Asukain, they did this. V'amdu, and they got up, and they found themselves whole. And they said, maybe we made a mistake in Cheshbon. But they, so they went back to Cheshbon, came to Achim Zero once the moon was full on the 15th day of the month. And they said, canceled that terrible Zero. May Elena from us, V'amdu Vasayanta, the Mater Yonza. Okay, call Caleb to the tefillah. You have to do tefillah. Whom knows he saw Yotzes v'chol zukrayim knows he saw go out and dance. Rabbi Yana Rabbi Shmuel Mar Rafil and Sunim Teva water. Even if the stuff was in a box last time, you still have to table it. Last time you came to the tumor thing, says more. Yeah, we told Shad those who came to Mashilon. There's an incentive to land it out since you're gonna have to take it out anyway next time you want to wear it and table it. So you might as well lend it out to somebody else. Or even might as well lend it out to an Amoret, right? Because what do you gain? Eventually, you have to title it anyway. Okay. Says Mori Umayu Omri Maris. What would they say? Son, I nechah b'chur. Look up, young man. Reimav at Borolach. Let's see what you choose for yourself. Al titen nechah b'noy. Tein nechah mishpacha. Do not look at the adornment. Look at the family. Chulei. Now, oisav itol shomelech. It was the daughter of a king. Shuelas Mivida Shukan Gol, she borrowed her clothes from the daughter of Kohen Gadol. Vida Shukan Gadol, vice versa, the daughter of Kohen Gadol, Shuelas Mivida Tosha Melch, she asked from the daughter of the king. Hakuros, the ugly ones! Your own mother would say, Al Tiyan Nech Benoit, don't look at that, how beautiful. I know, even the beautiful ones, they didn't say, don't look at beautiful. So they said, Tiyan Nech Mishpach, look at our distinguished family, which was a hint, you know. Look where hot stuff. Rechena Mitzot says, Enna, but those who showed Tzion Mimel Shlomo by Torah Shitul Oimo. This is talking about obviously there was such similar minhag at the same time. Like Tubav, they were all the girls were told to go out and see the King Shlomo by Torah Shitul Oimo, the crown his mother made for him. B'yom Chasun Asa on the day of his Chasna, Suman Toiro v'ati Yom Sichasiva day, the joy of his heart. Zeh Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that's the joy of the building Beis Hamikdash. Sheibane b'imer v'yameinu amen, which is built.
What
did they tell that
Shlomo
was a temple?
Not Torah.
Why? We got the crowns.
The crowns of Atarashi, Tilo, Imo, Biyom, Kasuna, so Zuma, and Torah. When he became king of the
Lord. No. Mantara, Shlomo is Am Yisrael. It's the metaphor of Shiro Shirim. You know, the art school translation type Shiro Shirim.
Incredible, isn't it?